This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV. Five topics in about 10 minutes for November 13th, 2019. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, the impeachment hearings go public. The show trial taking place in Washington, D.C. They've moved it from the House Intelligence Committee chambers to the Ways and Means Committee chambers because they look better on TV. And make no mistake, this is being put out there as a show for the American public. It is a carefully scripted, one-sided, partisan effort to rally public opinion against President Donald Trump. I watched some of the opening statements this morning by diplomats George Kent and Bill Taylor, and essentially they amount to this. They don't like President Trump's policies regarding Ukraine. That's it. Review the Constitution. Constitutional requirement for impeaching a sitting president require bribery, treason, or high crimes and misdemeanors. Disagreeing with the president, whose responsibility it is to set and carry out the foreign policy of the United States, does not rise to the level of high crime or misdemeanor. Well, it really boils down to this. The deep state and those entrenched bureaucrats in the government who believe that they really run the show, that we Americans who vote for congressmen, senators, and presidents really don't have a right to change the course of American policy by electing somebody new. They set policy, and woe unto the elected official who comes into Washington, D.C. with the idea that he's going to change things. That's what's happening to President Trump now. You've got the deep state bureaucracy trying to push him out because of disagreement over policy. They want a more aggressive, a more warlike approach to Russia. And part of that is supporting Ukraine with lethal military aid. Well, here's the thing. President Trump actually authorized lethal military aid to Ukraine, lethal military aid that President Obama did not send to Ukraine, which in fact was a good idea because there are concerns that this lethal military aid might actually draw the United States into a shooting war between Ukraine and Russia. And while we appreciate the position of Ukraine, and we understand why Ukrainians have such bitter feelings toward Russia. Think about this. Less than 100 years ago, an estimated 7.5 million Ukrainians, could be as many as 12 million, starved to death in 1932 and 1933 under Joseph Stalin. You can understand why Ukraine and Russia don't get along. But for the United States to get actively involved in meddling with Ukraine, which, make no mistake, we have done. We were very much behind the so-called Orange Revolution of 2014. We would take a very dark view of Russia doing something similar in Mexico or Canada, would we not? This is political theater, plain and simple. Republicans on the Intelligence, Oversight, and Foreign Affairs Committees issued a memo highlighting the key pieces of evidence that came out of the closed-door testimony sessions held by the Intelligence Committee last week. Number one, the call summary from the July 25th telephone call between Presidents Trump and Zelensky show no conditionality or evidence of pressure being applied to Ukraine. No quid pro quo. Number two, both President Zelensky and President Trump have both said there was no pressure on the call. Number three, the Ukrainian government was not even aware that military aid had been suspended until a month after the telephone call, making a quid pro quo impossible. You can't have a quid if there's no quo. And number four, President Trump met with President Zelensky and U.S. security assistance in Ukraine was renewed in September of 2019, both of which occurred without Ukraine investigating or announcing an investigation into President Trump's political rivals. No quid pro quo. This is really thin gruel, but the Democrats are trying to put this out there as a delicious souffle. There's no there there. This is all about the 2020 election. Topic number four. Meanwhile, in real news, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan of Turkey is meeting with President Trump at the White House while the show goes on over in the Capitol. This follows condemnation of Turkey's campaign against the Kurdish fighters of northeastern Syria and Congress's sanctions against Turkey after the incursion. Even though President Trump says he and President Erdogan are still on friendly terms, it's expected that Mr. Trump is going to insist that Turkey drop its plans to buy Russia's top-of-the-line S-400 anti-aircraft missile defense system. This is a move announced this past summer that prompted the United States to cancel planned sales of our top-of-the-line fighter, the F-35, to Turkey. Trump is expected to offer this deal to Turkey, asking him to abandon the S-400 in exchange for a $100 billion trade agreement that would be tied to a permanent ceasefire in Syria. We'll see how this progresses. Topic number three, rockets from Gaza. Israeli forces killed a top Islamic Jihad commander in an air raid on his home in Gaza City. This was Tuesday morning, killed Baha Abu al-Atta and his wife. Shortly thereafter, Islamic Jihad began launching salvos of rockets that have continued pretty much nonstop since then. In response to the rocket barrage, dozens of air raids were launched into Gaza. Overall, so far, 24 Palestinians have been killed, according to health officials there. And it appears that in one of those raids, Amnesty International made a claim that turned out to be untrue. We'll stop short of saying they lied, but the facts on the ground appear to be different than what they claimed. Amnesty International accused Israel of violating international law for bombing the Palestinian Independent Commission for Human Rights building. However, a Fox News reporter on the ground in Gaza tweeted out that the building was hit by a rocket that misfired from Gaza and that he was right across the street when this happened. While all of this is going on inside Israel, they may be drawing closer to actually forming a new government after the recent elections. Three of the four leaders of the Blue and White Party may be willing to compromise in order to form a unity government with Prime Minister Netanyahu's Likud party. Blue and Light leaders Chairman Benny Gantz, Moshe Yaalon and Gabi Ashkenazi reportedly have ruled out forming a minority government supported from the outside by the Joint Arab List and are working instead toward forming a unity government with Prime Minister Netanyahu and his Likud party. This is being reported inside Israel by Israel Hayom. It's estimated that these three leaders have already agreed to the president's compromise that Benjamin Netanyahu would be first in a rotational deal, with Netanyahu serving as prime minister first, followed by Gantz, and that the 55-member of Knesset right religious bloc would also be welcome in this new government. According to Israel Hayom, the one stickler in this deal, the wrench in the works, is Yair Lapid, who is believed still refuses to sit in government with Netanyahu and the Haredi parties. Those are the Orthodox religious Jewish parties. So talking continues while the rockets continue to fall. Topic number two, YouTube says all your content are belong to us. They're rolling out new updated terms of service December 10th, and a new line acts as a reminder that YouTube and its parent company Google are not obligated to keep any video up there that they don't want to. We've known this all along. I've seen a lot of complaints over the last couple of years from conservative commentators that YouTube and Google are acting unfairly and shutting down certain voices. But we've got to remember, they're hosting the content that we put up there for free. We're playing in their sandbox, as it were, and they've got a right to set the rules. We don't have to like those rules. We just need to be aware and have a plan B in case that day ever comes where they pull the plug. One of the new terms, by the way, appears to give YouTube even more power. They say in these new terms of service, which again begin December 10th, that YouTube may terminate your access or your Google account's access to all or part of the service, YouTube, if YouTube believes in its sole discretion that provision of the service to you is no longer commercially viable, end quote. In other words, people like us or groups like us at Skywatch TV that use YouTube to host the videos, probably what you're watching right now, they can pull the plug on us at any moment if they decide for whatever reason, and however they define commercially viable. We don't choose to monetize most of our videos, so they don't run ads on most of our videos here. So will they decide that we're not commercially viable? Could be. But if we've learned nothing from Hollywood over the last couple of years but this, it's an important lesson that social justice warriors on the left coast are more than happy to lose money in order to promote a particular point of view, or lose money by shutting down other points of view with which they disagree. So, just be advised, they're taking this stance now, and a day may come where they pull the plug on Skywatch TV and or other conservative commentators or voices, conservative Christians, what have you. Just be prepared. We've been prepared. All of our videos are also available at Vimeo.com, V-I-M-E-O, Vimeo.com. And that is a service we pay for the hosting, So if the day comes where YouTube says, sorry, you're not commercially viable, all of our stuff is already over there. Just take a little recoding on the website to put some of the videos back. But just be advised, when you choose to use a free service like YouTube, Facebook, Twitter to host content, the content, the people who are paying for the servers may decide someday to pull the plug. Just know that we've got a plan B. So coming up, everything we thought we knew about the shape of the universe could be wrong. That's ahead on 5 and 10.
I intend to share undisclosed facts that are stranger and scarier than most people can comprehend, and it is going to shake the public to the bone. And yes, this involves a cover-up of the highest order by national space agencies, including NASA.
The asteroid is 100% certain to strike Earth, according to one space expert who says this is a matter of life and death.
You'd probably have millions of casualties.
Is a planet-killing asteroid a possibility? NASA has determined that the threat is real.
And the third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven, burning as it were a lamp. And it fell upon the third part of the rivers, and upon the fountains of waters. And the name of the star is called Wormwood. And many men died of the waters.
Chief technology experts and working scientists agree with me. But what's more concerning is that this was prophesied in the Bible for the end times.
And topic number one, turns out the universe isn't flat either. Everything we think we know about the shape of the universe could now be chucked out the window. Instead of being flat like a bedsheet, it could be curved like a massive inflated balloon. This is according to a new study published in the journal Nature Astronomy, looking at data from the cosmic microwave background, which they describe as the faint echo of the Big Bang. Could be the echo of God speaking the universe into existence, but I digress. Not everyone is convinced. A lot of astrophysicists have a lot invested in other theories, but here's the thing. If the universe is in fact curved, like a big inflated balloon, it means if you fly in a single direction long enough, you're eventually going to lap yourself. You'll wind up back where you started, in other words. I know it's kind of mind-bending when you think about it, but just a reminder that when scientists say the science is settled, it ain't necessarily so. It also, by the way, is kind of the difference between a snake and an Ouroboros, a snake eating its own tail. We'll just leave that there. This week, you can take advantage of a super early bird rate for the first conference of 2020. That's the Remnant Warrior Conference, March 5th through 8th of 2020. It's in Dallas, the Hilton DFW Lakes Conference Center in Grapevine, Texas, close to the airport there. Features L.A. Marzulli, Pastor Paul Begley, Paul McGuire, Dr. Michael Lake, and more. Sharon and I will be there, of course, and we hope we can see you there. If you sign up this week by Friday, or through Friday anyway, you can get in at a reduced rate, say $50 off the normal rate, just $79 for the Hear the Watchman conference coming to Dallas March 5th through 8th of 2020. After Friday, it goes up to $99, and then on January 1st, up to $129, which is the normal rate. So save $50 per ticket this week only at hearthewatchman.com. skywatch.com. This week, our broadcast program talks about Skywatch TV's 2020 conference, the Defender Conference Stand 2020, featuring Pat Boone, Governor Mike Huckabee, Dr. Alveda King, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, and Tom Horn, speaking at his first conference in 4 years. He says it may be his last one, too. You can find out more at the official announcement. As of this recording, fewer than 100 seats remain, so act quickly if you'd like to get in. But you can find our broadcast program, the schedule for our broadcast program, posted at skywatchtv.com/channels. Or, of course, you can just have us broadcast on your schedule. It's easy if you got Roku, Amazon Fire Stick, Apple TV. We've got a free channel for all of those. Add the channel to your box, and then every time you click, we're there. We'll get instructions on how to do that at skywatchtv.com. Look in the top menu bar where it says Skywatch TV On Demand, or go right next to that one where it says Mobile App, because with our free mobile app, you can download all of our Skywatch TV programs and news overlooked by the major media right to your smartphone or tablet. My website, DerekPGilbert.com, features a link to the weekly Bible study that Sharon and I produce. We're now into the book of Job, which is fascinating. Also, interviews that I think are important, my weekly podcast, A View from the Bunker. Again, those are linked at my website, DerekPGilbert.com. We thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.